popular science fiction books around at the time called...
From the Earth to the Moon.
Even if you haven't read it, you can probably work out what happens. I, too, loved science fiction as a teenager, but mostly because I found some sci-fi books with rude bits in them.
Quiver, puny human, as I explore your primitive Earth torso with my scaly tentacles. But, you know, in an erotic way. Sorry, I seem to have got one of my thick tongues caught in your cardigan.
But each of these three boys grew up with arguably loftier ambitions than copping off with lizard men. The first and oldest was a Russian, born in 1857.
My name is Konstantin Eduardovich Tsiolkovsky. I'm a self-taught scientist. After my death, in recognition of my longing to see new worlds, a crater on the dark side of the moon was named after me. Also, a starship on Star Trek The Next Generation. But just over 100 years ago, I drew the first pictures of orbiting space stations and colonies on Mars that I dreamed of building.
In a country that seemed timeless, unchanging, he imagined humanity's future in space in such astounding detail.
We will travel far in rockets. Our faces will feel the warmth of new alien suns, and our eyes will see the birth of new alien races as they burst through our chests and chase Sigourney Weaver all over the shop.
Tsiolkovsky's ideas were pretty much ignored during his lifetime, wrongly, because he's one of the most astonishing visionaries the world has ever seen. In 1903, in America, the Wright brothers are making the first tentative flight in the first aeroplane. But in Russia, Tsiolkovsky was living in a log cabin with no electricity, about 100 miles outside Moscow, calculating that the horizontal speed required for a minimal orbit around the Earth is 5 miles per second, and that this could be achieved by a means of a multi-stage rocket, one that comes apart the higher up it gets, powered not by gunpowder like all previous rockets had been, but by liquid oxygen and liquid hydrogen. In 1903. And people say David Bowie was ahead of his time.
One of the great men of the universe.
Out of interest, where did you learn to pronounce universe?
University.
Tsiolkovsky didn't make things. His work was largely theoretical. But the next father of rocket science was an American named Robert H. Goddard. And he built stuff, like the first ever liquid-fueled rocket. So in a practical sense, Tsiolkovsky was waiting for Goddard. An English degree not wasted, thank you very much.
It is America, 1926, and I am Robert H. Goddard.
So, of course, now the American people are in love with space, but things were very different back in the 1920s. The New York Times publishes an editorial rubbishing Goddard's ideas, even his knowledge of physics. They didn't publish a retraction until the day after Apollo 11 left for the moon.
My country is laughing at me, but I shall not desist. I will move to a lonely region, New Mexico, and continue my research. Why? Here's a suitable town in the middle of nowhere. I shall perfect my rocket legacy for all time in Roswell.
The Roswell alien crash landing has really got to be the biggest final insult, hasn't it? Robert H. Goddard says, using science and facts, I can prove that we can travel to the moon. And everyone goes,
I didn't think so, moon man.
Then, a few years later, in the very place he goes to get away from being ridiculed, someone else says, little green men in a flying saucer have landed in Roswell and the government have covered it up. And everyone goes,
I believe that. That sounds completely plausible.
There are two museums in Roswell. One is to the alien crash landing and it's full of people dressed as little green men. The other one, Robert H. Goddard's museum, covered in dust. No one ever goes there. Perhaps, fortunately, Goddard died just before the Roswell alien landing, but when he did die, no one made a film of his autopsy starring Ant and Dick.
Rockets don't capture the popular imagination, but that all changes with the third father of modern rocketry. His name is Hermann Oberth, and he is a Transylvanian German.
And just a teeny bit very right-wing.
But who isn't in these days of 1930s Germany? Commies! That's who! I hate them!
Even as a small boy, Oberth is obsessed with rockets. They're all he thinks about.
Yeah, I draw them in my school books.
Oi, Oberth, what if I told you about making monkey drawings in your math book?
It's a rocket, Fraulein. That is the shaft of the rocket, and those two things at the sides are the fins.
Really? And what's spurting out of the top of the rocket?
Satellites?
Yes, rockets were all he cared about.